Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We have a bunch of followers right now. Marco Hodes is with us. Unfortunately, we have had so many technical difficulties today. Hey, everyone, it's me, Shannon Joy. Mark, can you hear me by any chance? You try speaking to see if we can get you? You are not muted. And you are frozen. All right. I'm not really sure what to do. Hey guys, I see that we have a bunch of you on the live chat. I am really, really super bummed out that we could not make this work today. Nug202 is with us. Many J's three. You guys, I'm so sorry. We have so many new viewers here. This was so well promoted. I feel like crying right now. This was one of those interviews that I was really, 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 really excited to do. I've been working to get Mark Cahodes on the show for a little over, I want to say almost a year. We started talking back in the spring around the FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried debacle, and he's just a really, really interesting person. Unfortunately, Rumble is just, they're great when they're great, and they're not when they're not. And I just cannot pull this thing together today. The issue that we're having when I bring a participant into the studio, I'm up, he's up. If I can get his mic working, then my mic stops working. When my mic works, his mic stops working. And I got to be honest, since we launched last week, the whole participant bringing in guests into the studio has been a little bit difficult. So this is just really upsetting to me right now, guys. And I'm so glad to have all of you on. Thank you for all of your support. Bubbles 2020 is with us. Studio 8424 is with us. Dino Fun. Yeah, I saw him a minute ago. Maybe he can come in a few minutes. I can ask him to try again. I'm going to text him right now. Do you want to try one more time? Sorry, guys. This is self-producing. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. And I really apologize to all of you. More time. And we'll see if we can bring him in. Really, really frustrating. Bubbles, thank you. I really do. I feel like crying right now, guys. Like this is a big one. I really prepared for this interview and like I really don't have anything prepped. I had prepped completely to have Mark on, and it's just like, oh my gosh, why can't we do this? All right, so Mark is going to try one more time to come in. Nug says, take a breath and say to yourself, at least I'm not Nug. Absolutely true. You guys are really, really kind. I appreciate everyone on the live chat. And yeah, I mean, we're going to work through this. If you guys don't know who Mark, do any of you guys know? I mean, are you familiar with Mark Cahodes? He's not really in, he's not really in the medical freedom community or even in the conservative media or even in conservative media. But his specialty, if you guys don't know, he's a short seller, and his specialty is in sniffing out frauds. And I thought, in a day and age where everything seems fake, well, it might be really cool to talk to someone whose specialty is identifying and getting sniffing out frauds. And so that's why I wanted to bring Mark in. We have him in the studio again. Let's see if we can enable his microphone and get his video going. And I really just... Hello, Mark. Okay, we can see you, Mark.
I can hear you.
The question is, can we hear you?
Do you hear me?
And so I don't think that we can.
I hear you.
Talk real quick.
I hear you.
All right. This has been our problem the entire time, guys. And it's really, I'm going to do a couple things. So, Mark, if you just want to stay with me, I'm going to kick you. I'm going to hit kick and see if that does something. Oh, I think I just kicked you off. Jeez. Whoops. All right. Yeah, this is not going to happen, guys. I really apologize. Let's try this again. We're going to accept Mark again. And we lost him. So guys, I think what we're going to do is so you guys can hear him, and I can't. What is going on with this? Input is the Yeti. Output, internal speakers. All right, this is what I'm going to do. Just bear with me, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm calling Mark live on Rumble. Hey, how are you? So I'm calling you live on Rumble right now. So this is what everyone's telling me, that they can hear you, but I can't hear you. So I think I just changed a setting in my sound. And I think if we try this one more time, if you can be really patient with me, try it one more time, and then I'll leave you alone. We'll reschedule this if we can't get it. I have Mark on the line right now, guys. Isn't this great live Rumble? So do you mind trying one more time? Everyone, they can't wait to hear from you, and the audience is amazing right now. So they get it. Let's try this one more time. They were able to see you, and they were able to hear you. So that means your mic was working, and your audio is working, and the problem was on my end. So I fixed something, and we're going to give it a whirl, okay? Yeah. All right, we'll see you in a minute. Okay, bye. I have to tell you that Mark is very patient as well. Like, we have been on since 10:50 today trying to figure this out. And this is the issue. I am not tech savvy, but what I did is I went into my sound settings, and I think it might have been in my computer settings where, and you guys can hear me, right? Yep. So my input is my Yeti mic. My output was my Yeti mic. Now I am just switching it to internal speakers. And that, guys, everybody make a wish. CJP Rumble, everyone, say a prayer to Jesus right now. And we're starting 24 minutes late. Say a prayer to Jesus. Let's see if we can get Mark in. He's going to try one more time. The poor thing. If this is all my fault, I'm going to feel like a real jerk. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So let's, everyone say a prayer right now. Cross your fingers. We're going to try this one more time. So I'm letting Mark in the studio right now. And we are going to pull him up. And I can hear something.
You hear me?
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jesus. We did it.
We did it.
This was my fault. It was 100% my fault. It was a setting in my computer. And these are just things that I don't know. These are like little quirks of self-producing that I'm just going to have to figure out. Mark Cahodes, you are so patient. You might be one of the nicest guys out there. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. It's been pretty clunky. We absolutely had trouble getting started. We're starting 26 minutes late, but the audience is piling up right now, and everyone is really super patient. We have about 160 of you watching right now live on Rumble. We have a bunch live on Twitter. We are finally broadcasting live on Spreely TV, Roku TV, and Apple TV. And yes, it is me, Shannon Joy. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. I am joined. I'm not pressing any buttons right now. We have Mark Cahodes with us in the Joy virtual studio. Mark, thank you for being so, so patient. How are you doing this morning? Got your coffee?
Got my coffee. I was up early. I got stuff to do.
Lovely
day here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, let's just get started. You are I don't often get intimidated by guests that I bring on the Shannon Joy Show, but you were one of those interviews that intimidated me a little bit. I got to know you during the Sam Bankman-Fried debacle, FTX. As that was going down, it was one of those Wall Street stories that had political implications, and we were watching it here from the show. That's how I found you on a Twitter stream. And I got to be honest, half the time when I would listen to you, I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, you are so in, like, you are so embedded in this Wall Street short selling. But every so often, you would just come out with these truth bombs. And I'm like, this guy is not afraid to just lay down truths. You sniff out the frauds, and I'm like, this is the guy that I'm going to like. So I'm just going to introduce you really quickly to the audience. For those of you who don't know Mark Cahodes, he is a free-range, short-selling chicken farmer from San Francisco. Beautiful day out there. Continuously rankling establishment investors. You strike fear in the hearts of the Ponzi schemers and the frauds. You were in the eye of the hurricane during the 2008 collapse. You were the man who has been attributed as taking down Sam Bankman-Fried in the FTX scandal. Now you have Riley, which is B. Riley Financial, in your crosshairs. Bloomberg has called you the scourge of Wall Street. The Information has called you the master of destruction. Joe Walker, the legendary fraud-sniffing short seller, and the institutional investor Warren Buffett's mosquito, right? You are just taking people down. You sniff out those fraudsters. And, you know, this is, you have a long, long history. I want to learn from you. I hope the audience can learn from you. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. I'm glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me. You've asked me like 19 times to be on here, and I've said no 18. So I figured, so you're so persistent. I figured, why not?
Well, you know, when I find a guy, again, I'm always looking for people who are slightly off the beaten path, and I'm always looking for truth tellers, people who will say exactly what they think. And that is so rare today in our culture, in a world that seems to be completely fake about everything, very difficult to discern the truth and find the truth. And you are one of those guys who is doing it. And I think, honestly, moving forward in 2024, with rumors of financial collapse, when we see what's going on in Wall Street and with the sovereign debt crisis, not only here in the U.S., but across the globe, I just think that financial things shenaniganizing might be on the horizon. And I really like to present to my audience very good sources of information. So let's get started. I've already talked too much. Can you just give us a brief history of who you are? Introduce yourself to the audience. Again, this is not a financially super savvy crowd. So, we're not embedded in the Wall Street discourse. It's a broader audience. If you can just tell us how you got into this field, how you became the person that you are today, really making waves on Wall Street, continuing to do so for decades.
So let's see. I've been doing this. I started at the Northern Trust in 1982. So let's see, this is 2024, so that's a long time. Yeah. I then went from the Northern Trust to a hedge fund called Rocker Partners. I started with David Rocker in 1985, quit the business in 2009, and sort of been doing it for myself and my son since. So I'm 63. I don't manage other people's money. It's just myself and my son. And I view myself as a truth to power speaker. Mm-hmm. And very few people, it's sort of the investment business, just like the music business. There's a lot of people who can play music in their garage, but it's a business. And the investment business, in my mind, is turned into a fee-generating business. And I'm very down on stuff like CNBC, which I call the Cartoon Network, because all that crap out there is just designed to make people miss. And I think, in general, there's a lack in this world, a lack of just people being able to think for themselves or just even think. And when you go against the grain, and I've gone against the grain for a very long time, let's just say 40 years.
Right.
You tend to get pushed around a bit by sort of the man. I mean, Alex Berenson is a really good friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
He did a feature on me in the New York Times back in, I think, 2001. And that's a perfect example of a guy who the system tried to destroy, and he ended up being far more right than wrong. But no one's apologized to him, and everyone's tried to marginalize his thinking, which is really a shame, because now we're in the world, in my view, is broken, and we're in a black and white. There's no room for discussion. There's no gray area. You're either pro or against. There's no ability for people to change their mind or think clearly about things. So I just try to make some noise where I can, where I think I can move the needle. The world is such a mess, not from how people typically see it, but as I see it. And I just try to fix things or make a difference sort of one step at a time. And that guy SBF, everyone was so in his corner and promoting him in such a way. I just knew the guy was a fraud from the start. And the people who listened to me saved an awful lot of money, and the people who didn't lost billions and billions. So
it's interesting. We're talking to Mark Cahodes. You can find him on Twitter. His handle is at Alder Lane Eggs. That's Alder Lane Eggs. And I'll link that into the show notes. It's interesting that you mentioned Alex Berenson. He was one of the very, very early truth tellers in the dark days of 2020 during the lockdowns. I found him very early on Twitter. And out of his work and the work of people like Jeffrey Tucker and Justin Hart, I mean, there were a lot of early adapters on Twitter that immediately saw that something was very wrong with the narrative that we were getting from the government and from health officials on COVID. And so I think that's interesting that you align with Alex Berenson, because he was an incredible resource to so many of us at that time. And that's really where I've built out. I mean, I was a presenter prior to 2020, but I think everything has changed for everyone since then. Can you just tell, you know, what were your thoughts on the lockdowns of 2020? What were your feelings about that time and what has come out since?
Well, you know, to get back to Berenson, I knew him when he worked at a place called thestreet.com. So I've been a huge fan of his and him of mine. And we don't always have to agree.
Right.
He wrote a book.
Spicy, just like you.
Right. But he wrote a book on marijuana, and I don't necessarily agree with it at all. But I can still be his pal. I mean, there's no room in this world for people to respectfully disagree. So I didn't always agree with everything he said, you know, on the issues, but the man or the government or the powers that be so tried to destroy him and marginalize him. And my view was just hear what the man has to say. I mean, he's smart as can be, and he doesn't have to be 100% right, but he should sort of stimulate thought. So in the lockdown COVID deal, I mean, I think people didn't know what to believe. There was so much propaganda and shit on TV, and everyone had a view. You know, I live in California, you know, from time to time, and my son's here, and he's a disabled guy. He had cerebral palsy when he was born. He was born with cerebral palsy. So I didn't, you know, I was freaked out. I didn't want him to get COVID. So we all got the vaccine just because I just didn't know. And I think I got the vaccine. I think I got it twice, and I got a booster. But then as Berenson started making more and more sense, I just figured that was it for me.
Yeah. But
you know, where I think the government made a huge mistake is it was never a vaccine. If anything, it was a therapeutic. It was never a cure-all. They should have said, everyone should do what they want. We have this out there. If you want to take it, we think it can help you. There are no guarantees.
Right.
And until we figure it out, you know, our recommendation is you take it, but it's not mandatory, and it's not going to be a cure-all, and there's risk to it. And right. if you want to take it, you take it. And if you don't want to take it, you don't take it. And then there wouldn't have been any controversy, and it would have forced everyone to think for themselves. So the world has changed really since COVID, and I think it's been broken since.
Yeah.
And everyone's really sort of gone haywire. And, you know, my girlfriend and I talk about how customer service is so bad and no one's working and no one's doing things and you can't find people to hire. Spend a lot of time in Montana. Can't find, you know, Taco Bell will pay people $23 an hour to work there. Hmm. And they still can't find people.
Amazing.
So really, since COVID, in my mind, everything's been broken. The markets have been broken. You know, inflation that, you know, people say inflation's down. It may be down from an extraordinarily high level, but I just don't know how working class people get it to work. I really don't. And I have plenty of money, but I look at the prices of things and just say, I don't know how people do it.
Right.
I mean, I just don't know. So, you know, whether it's rates or the government or Trump or Biden who can't put together a sentence, it's just
something's very wrong. Well, what I'm hearing from you, and I think everyone gets the sense that there is just something very wrong, that everyone, and you know, that's why I titled this in a world full of where everything seems fake. Like it feels like you're not getting the full story. It feels like so many of our institutions, you know, governments, academia, media, finance, entertainment, even, you know, it's just sports. It just feels fraudulent. And yeah. That's really the reason I wanted to bring you in, because I want to work through what it means to be fraudulent. Oh. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah, there's not enough hours in today for me to get into all of it. But whether it's sports or football or game, I mean, I've always thought sports were rigged or fixed from 30 years ago. And I know the markets are broken and I know stocks are rigged. But the problem is, There's sort of a lack of thought. And if you disagree with current or prevailing trends, you're labeled a conspiracy theorist, or, you know, you're sort of pushed into a corner. But there should at least, you know, out there be a discussion. I mean, there should be a discussion. Is the best the Republicans can do is Trump, and the best the Democrats can do is Biden? I mean, is that for a country of just call it 300 million people, plus or minus, are these the best two everyone can come up with?
Right. And, I think so many of us are in our own narrow scope of expertise, right? You're in a narrow field of finance and, you know, short selling, you know, buying and selling. I'm in media and politics, and I got into this business a little over 10 years ago. And it was those observations, though. You know, I watched, you know, however many years of the Obama administration. I watched however many years of the Trump administration. I watched and observed multiple election cycles. I looked at what they said versus what they actually did in terms of discernible policy outcomes. So the bills that were passed under each administration. And Mark, what I came away from is that there was no difference, right? Obama says a completely different thing than Trump, but when you look at the words on the papers of the bills that they pass over and over again, they're the same. It's the same defense spending bills. It's the same initiatives. They're the same subsidies to massive corporations, the revolving door between the lobbyists and the people who work in the bureaucracies and the politicians, right? It's just all one big grift. That was my area, right? You have medicine, you have finance, you have all these different, you know, energy, these other areas. But I think that the story might be the same in a lot of these different fields. And I don't know if you share that sentiment.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back.
As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to five games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Well, I think you're dead right. I mean, you know, the latest thing on my mind is marijuana and what goes on there. And you know, ketamine you can get anywhere. I don't know what the hell ketamine is, except it killed Matthew Perry. I'm not a drug user or anything like that. But, you know, marijuana is currently classified as a class one drug, which is slightly higher than fentanyl. Fentanyl is a class two drug. And, you know, alcohol kills more people than marijuana. And the legislative and the bureaucratic riffraff around that, these companies can't get banked. They only take cash at dispensaries. They don't use credit cards. And, you know, because the pharma lobby and the booze lobby is so big, they want to sort of like block it out. And I don't know how many people alcohol kills a year, drunk driving, things like that. Sure. But there's no sort of room for thought because the money on the lobbyist side is so big. You know, the money on the shutting me up on the corporate fraud side is huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there was a criminal who I was after, Parker Petit at MyMedics. He bribed a senator in Georgia, Johnny Isaacson, who I now know went lobbied the FBI and the DOJ for them to come visit me. And they came by my house and told me to quit tweeting and talking about Parker Petit, or they'll come back and there'll be consequences.
Oh, my word.
So
oh, my word.
No, yeah. It's true. So I'm suing the FBI and the DOJ on a FOIA basis to find out exactly what happened. And
good for you.
You know, the FBI initially said there's 4 pages on me and we'll get them to you in, you know, 4 weeks to 4 years. And we said, no way. So we sued them.
Yeah.
And 1,200 pages later, they're still finding more stuff
on
what went down. Yeah, so it's sort of crazy. You know, someone could say, I used to be paranoid, but now that I know what's true, it's quite a world out there.
It really
is something, because people don't want stuff dug up. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be embarrassed. And you know, back to SBF, the amount of money he donated to politicians, paid the media, financial PR firms to get the media to run stories about him. I think the real story one day is how sort of the sausage is really made.
That guests
just don't appear on CNBC or Bloomberg. There's money. Yeah. That's given to producers or incentives to get people on, and they speak in a very wrongheaded fashion to try to get the people to buy off on a narrative. And I think it's dangerous and it's wrong. And
well, I think that happens. We're talking to Mark Cahodes. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle is at Alder Lane Eggs. And I think that what you just talked about, I want to get the whole story of as an example story, the Sam Bankman-Fried and the FTX scandal. Mark Cahodes has been credited as the guy who brought FTX down. And again, the umbrella story here is a completely fraudulent company, a guy totally connected to government and politics, and essentially a business that was created to basically launder money to politicians, to filter them through donations from big corporations or investments from big corporations. It was total fraud, and it was layered, and it's a very important example story that I would like you to walk us through, if you can, in layman's terms, Mark, when we come back from the break, because I think that's a really good starting point to some of these discussions. I think you're right. I think a lot of this stuff is manufactured. The propaganda is layered and sophisticated in many, many different ways. And we see this happening in finance, but we see the fraud also happening. We just talked about the vaccines in pharma and how they use very similar types of propaganda, propping up medical doctors on mainstream news media to tell everyone that the vaccines are safe and effective and so on and so forth. And I think we can see this if we can learn these lessons in these narrow types of situations and stories, we can extrapolate those lessons, hopefully, to everything around us so that this population of people, at least enough of us, can become discerning enough to figure out politics, to figure out healthcare, to figure out finance, to figure out education, and all of those things that we're all grappling with. Because if there's one theme right now, when I talk to everyone from people who are politically connected or involved paying attention to things, if there's one thing, or people who don't pay attention at all, no one believes anything they're seeing right now on social media, on mainstream news media, and people are very, very hungry for some kind of truth. Hopefully we can get there today with my very, very patient new friend, I hope, Mark Holmes, who has just been so generous. We're going to go to break really quickly. It's going to be just a minute or two, and we're going to come back, and hopefully you can tell us that Sam Bankman-Fried story, from the beginning to end in layman's terms so people can learn from it. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Doesn't your dog deserve the best shampoo? Doesn't your dog deserve the best shampoo? Not only makes the best goat milk soap and shampoo for you, he also found the secret formula for your dog.
As the owner of a Labradoodle that's very active on our 3 acres, I have tried several pet shampoos to keep him clean and the home smelling good. Nothing has worked as well as Kewpie Goat Soap's pet shampoo. It cleans really well, it lathers, it is great on fleas, and best of all, it smells amazing. I will never buy another product again. And I know that when I buy from Kewpie Goat Soap, I'm supporting a local family that shares my values, and that is really important to me.
Family values. That's what drove Quinn and his family to create a successful family business that makes the best goat milk soap and shampoo for you and your dog. Get yours at QPGoatSoap.com.
All right, you're all making fun of me in the live chat. I know, double audio. I'm not going to do another commercial today. I'll figure this out at some point. Thank you to QP Goat Soap. They are sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show. We could not do all of this great work, even though the tech is pretty bad, without our friends over at QP Goat Soap. Make sure you go to QPGoatSoap.com and use the promo code JOY for 10% off. And yeah, I won't run any more commercials in today's show. We'll just do live reads from here on out so that I don't screw up any more audio. Mark Cahodes is with us in the Joy Virtual Studio today. Please follow him on Twitter. His handle is at Alder Lane Eggs on Twitter. Now, you mentioned in the first segment, Mark, that you aren't investing for other people. You're not investing as part of a company or corporation. You're really doing this for yourself and your son. Is there anywhere that people can go besides Twitter to get your thoughts, information? Do you have a website, Substack, or anything like that? Or are you pretty much operating on Twitter exclusively?
I'm just a Twitter guy.
I love it. This is why I like you.
I do have a life outside of a lot of this craziness. So yeah. I try not to let it. I mean, I'm up early and
yeah.
Twitter's the thing. And the Shannon Joy Show. So
yes. Yes. Okay. Well, you can tell that you love it, that you love what you do, and you do it now because it's a passion. You're not doing it for business purposes, but you do give a lot of advice. I mean, you mentioned the people who listened to you about FTX saved a lot of money. The people who didn't lost a lot of money. Let's take that story, if you wouldn't mind, just going through that story with the audience. You guys know the political connections. We covered this story pretty extensively on the Shannon Joy Show. Jeffrey Tucker over at Brownstone Institute has done a phenomenal job of really looking at the connections between politics and FTX. But Mark, you were the guy. I mean, you were the one who identified this company as fraudulent. And that's what you do as a short seller. You're always out there kind of scanning the horizon for things that don't make sense. you identify certain businesses, and then once your interest is piqued, you're going to dive in, and that's when you get into the real technical stuff that I'll never understand. But if you can explain that process and how it worked with FTX, I think people could learn from that on today's show.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
Yeah, from 30,000 feet, I recommend that no one short stocks. It's dangerous. It's crazy. It's high risk. And you can lose your ass if you don't know what you're doing. So Okay. Basically, you know, I'm not a Harvard guy. I'm not a Yale guy. My grades were never good in school. But there is something in my mind of things that don't make sense to me just bother me greatly. And you know, my pet peeves lately has been crypto or these illegal crypto exchanges. So that's FTX. And then I also went after Silvergate Bank, which was the rails, which provided FTX money. And that company went out of business. Stock went from, I think, $60 to 30 cents. And I also got after Signature Bank. That stock went from 120 to zero. That bank was seized. And those two banks provided the rails into these illegal exchanges. So I did what I could to expose that. Basically, those two companies allowed money laundering and foreign criminals to access our banking system. So I wrote letters to the FDIC, the SEC, Senator Warren, things like that. And it actually worked. So, and it worked sort of quick. So wow. I was most proud of that last year, Signature and Silvergate. But FTX, the guy always bothered me because one, the media portrayed him as this genius and this multi-billionaire. He's worth $30 billion under 30.
Right.
But when I looked at him and heard everything he said in his interviews, nothing made sense. And I thought he was very unimpressive and he could never look straight ahead and answer a real question with real answers. So the more you dig into him and his background and, you know, nothing added up. I mean, the people who he associated with, if you look at all their LinkedIns, I mean, they basically had Wall Street intern experience and there was no way they could operate exchanges or do what he said with what goes on. So nothing added up.
Can you just pause there for a moment? Because I think that that's very interesting for people who are intimidated like myself with, you know, high finance and stocks and bonds and trading and short selling and derivatives and algorithms and all those things that I don't really understand. But it's interesting to me that your first, the first signals, the first red flags were really very human signals. It was observing a person and knowing what kind of chops a person would need to operate a company or corporation or a fund as large as he was operating to accumulate $30 billion or to have this type of platform at that age. It just didn't make sense to you. So it wasn't really anything super technical at that point. It was just
it was nothing technical. Mm-hmm. It was all very matter of fact, which is really sort of where my ideas start. When things don't make sense or you're ripping off the consumer or ripping off financially unsophisticated people, you know, whether it's payday loans, whether it's for-profit education, whether it's drug pricing, whether it's subprime mortgages, whether it's this making crypto so simple. I mean, I'm not a crypto bull or bear per se, but no one has yet to explain to me in a paragraph or less what exactly you get when you own crypto or trade crypto, or what these so-called coins are, or the value behind coins. And for someone to then accumulate something that's worth so much when it can't even be articulated, I mean, it's a good place to look. And
yeah,
when the media fawns over someone like that, and a guy like him shows such disrespect, I mean, I'm not necessarily a Bill Clinton fan. I mean, he's an Epstein guy or a Tony Blair fan. But when you're on stage with a former president and a former prime minister, you got to do better than wear dirty shorts, greasy hair, dirty shoes, and frumped up socks. I mean, you at least have to show respect. And the fact that this guy was such an outlier and no one would question him. And I went to all the people who interviewed him and said, why don't you give me 5 minutes with this guy just to see how this would make sense? Because if he could answer my questions, I'd just simply go away.
Right.
But, you know, where a real tell was, I went to Bloomberg and I was working with Bloomberg in London, which is where their crypto team is located.
Yeah.
And I gave him all sorts of questions and all sorts of issues about this guy. And they were going to run a story about it. And then they came back to me and said, we can't go in this direction. It would be bad for business. If we start questioning him too hard, we'll lose access. So I think journalism, you know, there's a lot of morals to the story, but I think journalism now is access journalism. Instead of, you know, asking people real things, if you ask people real questions, you lose access rather than being critical is not the right word, but asking tough but fair questions.
Sure.
There's no room anymore for asking critical questions. I mean, I always say to people when I do my Ask Me Anythings on Twitter, ask hard questions. You know, you can't make them personal and you can't make them, you know, these gotcha things. But I have no problems explaining my point of view, where I'm right, where I've been wrong. And I make plenty of mistakes, but I at least try to move the needle on what goes on. And and whether it was him and these fraudulent legal exchanges, I have a real problem with pet insurance. I think that's a huge scam. And I've called out a company called Trupanion, and anyone out there who has pet insurance, you probably shouldn't, because it's just a complete ripoff. Save your money.
I have pet insurance. And the last time I tried to use it, it didn't cover anything, even though it's
then there's no reason to have it. You're better off putting money aside and putting in the savings account. Yeah, it's just a giant ripoff.
Jeez.
So whether it's pet insurance or whether it's these exchanges or I'm on this B. Riley's ass and things like that, you know, you try to make a difference of where people get screwed and where things don't make sense, because people work pretty hard for their money and money doesn't go as far today as it used to. So if you can at least highlight where folks are getting ripped off, that's another thing. And, you know, just switching it around, I know you brought up this thing with gambling and I hate the Chiefs. I mean, it used to be that players or sports teams or owners, they could have nothing to do with gambling. And, you know, Cuban or Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks, who I know, right. I've known him forever. I mean, he sold his stake to a casino company. And you know, sports now is sort of turning WWE-like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Twitter's filled with, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift on, you know, after the Super Bowl, and, you know, making proposition bets. So everything is, you know, they push gambling, they push stories, and it's so less about the goings on in the game and more of what they try to push to the public. It's just hard to take because the money is so big.
And the money is big with fantasy football, and there are so many the sports gambling industry has really, really surprised me at how large an industry it is. And this is where I got on this. I was at the bar with my husband watching the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs games. And I irritate my whole family because I've always kind of been like, this stuff is totally rigged, you guys. I mean, come on, there can't be this much money riding on these games. And that's just always been a hunch of mine. But I couldn't believe in that room how many regular people, I call them normies, who don't pay a lot of attention to, a lot of people call them normies, that they don't pay a lot of attention to things, to what is like really going on behind the scenes. But there were so many people there who were just convinced it was rigged. I mean, I had never heard so many regular people just kind of like, it's obvious. Yeah, this is totally rigged. No one bought it anymore. That really surprised me, to be honest, because I haven't heard that type of sentiment ever, really.
It's also this whole Taylor Swift phenomenon. I mean, I used to work with a guy, Russell, and we were talking yesterday about this cannabis company. And he said, you know, I asked my daughter to name two football players, and she could only name Tom Brady and Travis Kelce. And that's because of Taylor Swift and this
and
whole
Giselle.
Well, she didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But
maybe
this whole Taylor Swift thing with Kelce and the Chiefs is just, it's just too much. I mean, my girlfriend said Kansas City's going to go to the Super Bowl because, you know, this was a while back because they need the, you know, Kelce and Taylor Swift to show up. And I just said, you're probably right.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to buy off on that. And for Kansas City to go into Buffalo and beat Buffalo and then fly back and then go into Baltimore and beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's just,
come on.
And it's just, again, the money and the promote and the part-time refs. And I don't know exactly how it's done, but it's just sort of too much.
Yeah.
And there's so much money on the gambling, and there's so much on the pharma lobby, and there's so much on politics and just buying sentiment. It sort of needs to stop. I'm all over the map on this thing because you bring up all the hot buttons. You know, term limits fixes a lot of that. You know, give everyone 8 years or give everyone 10 years and do your best and then go on. Because the money to create policy by the people who have really pushes down on the have-nots in a big way. And now it's all over sports.
Yeah. Sports is supposed to be the circus, right? So we're supposed to watch the sports and the entertainment and the Hollywood while the guys over in DC do their dirty business and pass their bad bills and pay off their, you know, the lobbyists and that kind of thing. But now it's almost like the circus is completely entangled with what's going on in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they're even coming after the bread, right? People, you mentioned inflation. So, I mean, what's supposed to keep people anesthetized, right? The population is the bread in the circus. Circus is clearly a circus and people are waking up to that. And the bread would be your sustenance, how you live. I mean, the dream of owning a home in the United States of America is virtually gone for millennials and Gen Zers. There is no way that they can afford. And it's not as if rents are even going down. That's driving up the cost of rent. You talk about inflation, everything at the grocery store, college educations, everything from A to Z, soup to nuts. People are being hammered little by inflation. And we are looking at a debt crisis. We've had a debt crisis. I mean, well, this is a question I have on my list for you. We're going kind of through everything here. Today, we're talking to Mark Cohodes, by the way. Please share this with everyone you know. Follow him. The only way you're going to get his sage advice is by following him on Twitter. His handle is at @AlderLaneEggs on Twitter. And I want to get back a little bit to FTFX in a minute, but what do you make? I mean, is this debt issue, the sovereign debt issue with governments printing trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, busting up the deficit and the debt burden, which is just accelerating as we speak right now, paying off all of their buddies? I mean, just getting into huge amounts of trouble with the people's money, right? Taxpayers. Is this the biggest Ponzi scheme? I mean, when you one of the things that you do is you identify the Ponzi schemes, all right? You go after the FTXs and the things that don't make sense. is this government, the federal government, and their shenaniganizing with the Federal Reserve and the private banks, is this the big one?
I mean, it's a good question. I mean, my problem with the whole thing, and I'd say to whoever listened, it's just, it's been a kick the can down the road since I've been in my 20s.
Yeah.
And now I'm in my 60s, and everyone brings it up, and it's a true issue. But whenever there's a debt issue, the government just puts through a package and kicks it all down the road, and nothing's ever dealt with. I mean, now instead of being on a diet or doing things like that, you can take a quick shot and be done with it.
Right. And of course, it comes with all those nasty, nasty side effects.
But again, we're in, you know, the bottom line is we're in a live now, you know, whether people want to call it FOMO or YOLO or whatever the hell it is. Right. It's just, we're in a live now moment. So as long as you can push the hard things down the line, no one really sort of worries about it. And when the shit hits the fan, the people who have access to the guys in power, like the global debt issue, they get bailed out. All those guys still have their jobs. All the people who caused 2008, no one got thrown in jail. No one got punished. I mean, the guys who ran Goldman and JP and Wells Fargo and Citi, these guys have made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars since on the back of the people who lost their homes. So it's the people in power get it through money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird dynamic. The people on the bottom really have no say, and they get pushed down, and they get marketed this crypto. I mean, Tom Brady was a spokesman for FTX, and in their commercials they had plumbers in there, and it just basically encouraged the working class guy to put money in crypto on a get rich quick scheme, and people lost their ass. So it's sort of a giant circle. It's everyone wants to have more, but work is hard, and making money is hard. And the government, you know, I can't fix everything that's wrong. And people are so polarized. I mean, that's really the thing. I mean, the people who like you, and the people who don't like you probably just don't turn you on. But there's no place for discussion anymore. I mean, Fox News is as far to the right as MSNBC is to the left.
Right. They might as well be one and the same, which is my theory. Well, I mean, they work together.
It's just. The problem is, when I was young and there wasn't as much to do, or computers or internet or things like that, you know, people used to watch Walter Cronkite, and they used to take what he said as true, or Dan Rather or things like that. Now no one knows what to believe. And if it doesn't agree with what you have to say, they say it's fake news. Mm-hmm. And when I speak out against companies, they say you're just speaking out because you're short the stock. Well, I wasn't short Canadian real estate. I wasn't, you know, I speak out about money laundering in Canada all the time. I don't stand to make a dollar from it. I just try to point out what's exactly going on here. I didn't make a dime being short FTX. There was no ability to be short it, but I just didn't want to see people lose.
Yeah.
But there's such hot button issues out there that just go unaddressed. And it's, you know, people do, you know, are motivated by money. And there's just very few, you know, Berensons or you or Truth to Power speakers out there who try to, you know, move the needle.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's sort of sad because it's getting worse, not better.
Yeah, I think we're in a moment where people are, and these are the signals that I look at Mark, that give me hope. And we're gonna go to break in a moment. Not a real break. I'm gonna do a read, and then we're gonna come back and talk a little. I have a few more questions for you. But the signals that I see, you know, number one, that really impacted me. Being in that bar with my husband and all of his buddies, who never, ever in a million years would even, they'd call me a conspiracy theory if I told them I thought that the NFL was rigged and that these games were rigged and that the whole Tay-Tay. Kelsey, by the way, Travis Kelsey was a big spokesperson for Pfizer and the vaccines, right? The COVID-19 vaccines.
That's a whole nother problem. And I don't want to get too into, you know, get it too conspiratorial, but
sure.
You know, Kelsey is a great player. He's a great tight end. He's nearing the end of his career. And it's just not a coincidence that you have him and Taylor Swift, and he's on every fucking commercial.
Right.
Now that you know, whether it's State Farm, whether it's debit cards, whether it's Pfizer, whether it's shots to the booth with her.
Everywhere.
It's just, yeah. And these commercials, you just don't film them on a Monday and they air on a Wednesday. This shit has been in the works for a while. And
yeah.
And it's just, it's something. So I'm waiting for Taylor Swift. I don't think those two are getting married, and they probably break, you know, sometimes after the season. I'm just waiting for Taylor Swift to endorse Joe Biden. And then
there you go. I mean, and that's what people are saying, but you see it, right? You saw Kanye get behind Trump and the Kardashians get behind Trump, and Caitlyn Bruce Jenner was the poster child for the whole transgender, you know, movement that is now a massive, massive, like billion-dollar industry, which is tragic in and of itself. But you have all of these, again, the circus really coming to Washington, D.C., and just kind of making everyone a little bit uncertain. And they're all there. The players are there. You can see it. But, you know, I think that, you know, in all of this, the signals, like I mentioned, first of all, just the fact that people are like, huh, that doesn't make sense. That tells me a lot, okay, that the body politic, the culture at large may not be ready to talk about these things out loud in polite company, but they're definitely thinking it in the back of their minds. And I also believe the biggest signal to me is the absolutely abysmal uptake of the COVID-19 vaccine boosters that were rolled out. I think we are under double digits, so fewer than 10% of the American public, despite Travis Kelsey and the gazillions pumped into massive, massive campaigns promoting the COVID-19 vaccine boosters, no one's taking them. Now, no one's talking about why they're not taking them, but they're not, similar to what you even mentioned, Mark, earlier, that you took one, you took two, and then you saw some things that made you like wonder, and now you're done with it. That to me is an anomaly. That is something that shouldn't happen given the billions of dollars in free ad revenue or in free ad spends that they're getting. So these are the to your point, before we go to a quick break, I think that the public, everything's always in flux, right? Nothing is ever static. And what everyone thought 3 years ago is not necessarily what everyone thought today or where they're going to go in the future. And I think there is an opportunity for independent voices, truth tellers like yourself, Mark Cahodes, you can follow him at Alderlane Eggs on Twitter, to come out and to serve a market. I think there's a growing market of people who don't want to be spoon-fed BS every day. They're seeing the BS, and they want in every aspect of life. People are just hungry, I think, hopefully enough of them, for truth and real genuine conversation and real discourse and real debate and respectful debate. And I hope that we can move them there. And that's why I do what I do every day. And I'm sure it's why you do what you do every day, because you have hope to an extent that we can move out of this and hopefully into something a little bit better. So when we come back, I'm going to give you the floor. I will have a couple more questions for you about FTX and Elon. I'm very interested in the whole Elon factor into all of this. These big players kind of getting into the political realm in a sense. But before we do that, I do want to shout out our second sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. We only have a few. We're completely independent, which is why this program sounds different than every other program. You guys can sponsor the Shannon Joy Show. You can become patrons and investors by going to theshannonjoy.com. That's theshannonjoy.com and setting up your monthly contributions. It is what keeps us going. We also have a couple advertisers from time to time, partners, amazing companies. You already heard from Goat Soap, qpgoatsoap.com. But we love the folks over at Shell Shock CBD. John Burke is amazing. American Savage is his growing Rumble broadcast. He is a friend of the Shannon Joy Show. You can also find him on Twitter. And when he came back from three tours in the Middle East, two in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, he started a company. He wanted to help provide his fellow veterans with very good, high quality CBD products that were affordable. And that's what came out of, where he has Shell Shock CBD. I'm a huge fan. They have a whole line of products from gummies to, oils and everything from anxiety, pain. That's what they seek to help people with over at Shell Shock CBD. I love the rack out. It is non-THC, so it does not get you high. It is a sleep product. It's melatonin with CBD, and I have never slept better. I've been using it for quite some time, and I highly, highly recommend it. As always, 100% money-back guarantee if you don't like it, and they really stand behind their products. So go to shellshockcbd.com. That's shellshockcbd.com. And if you use the promo code ShannonJoy, number one, they know that I sent you. And so that helps us with our advertisers that, you know, they know their advertising works. And number two, you get a 10% discount off your product. It is a great company. I stand behind it. John Burke stands behind it. And you guys are going to enjoy it. ShellshockCBD.com. Mark Cahodes is in the Joy Virtual Studio. Very, very patient. Thank you so much. We had so many tech difficulties early on. But again, as you mentioned in the first segment, I asked you 18 times to come on my show. I am very persistent. And the 19th time you agreed to come on. And I hope that you will continue to come on from time to time, because I feel like there is so much that we can learn from you, that I want to learn from you. And in this very, very tumultuous year, 2024, wars and rumors of wars, a political election that might not even happen. The disease X that people are talking about, the next pandemic, natural disasters, you name it, they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at all of us. Very hard for people to discern. And Mark, people need voices that they can trust, independent voices that they can trust. And I think that, and this is why I persisted so long in getting you on the program, because when I find really, really good sources, I really want to present them to my audience, and I really want to try to help elevate their voices. And so that was the reason behind having you on. I want to thank you for being with us today.
It's been fun.
Yeah, you're great. All right, so let's tie a bow on FTX, really the long and short of it, because you identified this guy, Sam Bankman, whatever. You could tell he was a fraud based on, really very human observations. Then you dove deep, which is what you do. When you short a company, I've watched many interviews with you. You see it as going in and exposing frauds so that you can help people. That's why you do it. It's not, sometimes, you can make money off of doing this, but I don't think that that's what really drives you. And in the exposure of FTX, what you really exposed was a very, very corrupt system that pulled together athletics, it pulled together high finance, crypto, politics. And it was this like massive, massive scandal that you exposed. Is there a way that you can explain to the audience really like what that fraud was, what they did, what was so nasty about it, and how people can kind of avoid schemes like that in the future?
Yeah, again, from 30,000 feet, I think FTX was a scam from the start. And whenever customers put in money, it was all stolen money.
Oh,
I mean, the money was taken from customers and either donated to politicians or put into his VC funds or siphoned off. It was never used for customer purposes. And again, the scheme was to get as many sponsors, as many famous people behind it as you humanly could. And money talks. And I think the SEC was corrupted on this. And I think, of course,
how did you get the money to start with? I mean, how did this guy, this kid, very inarticulate, not really even presentable?
I mean, the whole thing is money laundering to the highest order.
Yeah.
So once you create this thing, create this colossus, it was all a scheme for bad actors to launder money through the U.S. banking system. And that's really what it was. And then You buy access through politicians, and the more access you buy, the more lobbyists you have, the more media, you know, it's all customer money that funded this whole thing. Nothing was ever audited. No one asked questions. He was on the cover of Forbes, Fortune, Cartoon Network, aka CNBC, and wow. You know, the New York Times promoted him big, Bloomberg promoted him big. So wherever you went, the promotion here was high.
And wasn't the company like this altruistic invest? It was basically like charity. It's like,
yeah, that's just the wrapper behind it. In this guy who drove around a used Toyota Corolla or whatever the hell, but he lived at this fancy penthouse in the Bahamas. So it's everything now. It's all a wrapper. These things, you know, these fakes, it's all a disguise. It's all a veneer for what's behind it. And you can tell there's nothing there because he couldn't answer any questions.
Right.
And the government basically let it all go. And when a guy like myself brings it up, no one wants to hear it. I mean, the mainstream media still hasn't run any stories about me in FTX. It's all these oddball, off the wall places. It's been picked up and it's gone viral, and I have plenty of followers, but I was never interviewed on anything mainstream. I mean, there's a BBC documentary that still hasn't hit the US. It's big and important, but it's never hit here because people don't want to hear it. And it's bad for the financial business when people realize these things are scams.
Well, Mark, I think people do want to hear it. We're inching up to 100 or 1,000 viewers on Rumble right now. I think people do want to hear it and see it. I think it's being shielded from them by gatekeepers in the media. And when you mention that mainstream news media won't cover this, it's because they know if people really knew what was going on, there'd probably be a quasi-revolution in the U.S. of people who are really ticked off.
I don't know if there'd be a revolution, but people would be really ticked off. And you know, you mentioned Musk, and a lot of people have been short Musk over time, and all he's done is put those folks into the ground. He's a protected guy. I mean, Musk is above the law. He knows he's above the law. He is above the law, and he gets away with whatever he wants to or needs to. And I'm not a fan of his. I'm not an enemy of his. I'm completely neutral on it. I just watch what goes on, and it's somewhat of a spectacle. And I have bigger fights to fight than to play around with him.
Okay. Well, I want to get to Musk in a minute. And we were talking about Elon Musk. Back to SBF, Sam Bankman. Is it Freed or Fried or Fraud or
Freed?
Freed. Okay. Sam Bankman Freed. I always get it wrong. Was he a front man, or were there people behind him? I mean, what?
Totally. That's the whole part of the story that really hasn't come out, that there is not a chance in hell him could have ever pulled this off.
Right.
And the fact that he went to trial quickly, was found guilty quickly, he's completely out of the news. There's a figure in this called Gary Wang, who is his so-called partner, who pled, but there's never been any media about Gary Wang. There's never been any interviews with Gary Wang or Ellison or people like that. They're so-called waiting to be sentenced, but the story is now completely and utterly on the back pages of everything. No one brings it up anymore. So I think he was a front for horrible, horrible people.
Behind the scenes, people who wanted to figure out a way to funnel money to politicians, power people.
And his parents enabled the whole thing, the so-called Stanford professors. And they haven't been charged, or they haven't been brought in, and they haven't been investigated. And I'm led to believe the people and the money behind those two are real players. So there's so much to the story, which is yet to come out, but the media and the powers that be want to push it to the back pages. So the new stories, whether war or election or economy or vaccine or Travis Kelce or Mr. Pfizer or Taylor Swift. You know, that's what everyone wants to discuss. No one wants to discuss the significance of what's really out there or what could happen.
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in, you know, I'll fight the fights I think I can fight, and I'll fight the fights I think right. I can win.
Hey, other Mark. That, just... Yeah. Well, no, keep fighting the fights because we need you. Honestly, again, 955 viewers right now. My average, just so you know, is about 200, 175 per show. So people are very interested in this. Mark Cahodes, you can find him at Alder Lane Eggs. That's Alder, A-L-D-E-R, L-A-N-E. E-G-G-S on Twitter. His name is Mark Cahodes, and he is a truth teller to the max. I'm getting on the live chat a lot of questions about the SEC. And in my world, you know, I have spent 3 years looking deeply into the CDC, the FDA, Anthony Fauci, the connections to big pharma and corporations. We've had the medical docs on the program looking at, you know, the COVID-19 vaccine, how they rushed it through the trials. That was fraudulent in a lot of ways. And now as all the information is coming out about the vaccines and their toxicity to some people and major, major problems, it leaves everyone asking the question, where was the FDA? Where was the CDC? Where are these regulatory agencies that are supposed to make sure these things don't happen to people? And what I'm seeing on the chat right now is the SEC. You've mentioned the SEC a couple times in context of SBF and FTX. Like, why is it that he just gets a slap on the wrist? Why is it that there aren't more investigations? Why isn't it that Congress is having hearings on this? I mean, this was a direct, essentially money laundering operation to turn private money from individual people into campaign donations for politicians. I mean, if I'm going to tell it in a nutshell.
Well, so, one of the problems is Congress doesn't investigate because Congress was paid off by the guy. So that's you know, there's a problem with that. And you know, the SEC has a really tough job. And it's a civil operation, not a criminal operation. And they were sort of on them, but they were compromised because, again, how do I, you know, I wrote letters to Senator Warren and was familiar with her staffers to push some of this stuff. But there was a whole other side that never wanted to see me succeed.
Yeah.
And the senator from the Republican senator from the great state of Tennessee, all his staffers tried to discredit me in every single way they could because they were getting money from the other side, which is a huge problem. I think it was Senator Hagerty and these guys leak shit to Fortune or Forbes, you know, to try to make me look sillier. I was doing this for money. I wasn't doing it for money. I was doing it because the guy was a fucking criminal.
But the
problem is, I'm just me. You know, I don't have a staff. I don't have a PR firm. I just have Twitter.
Yeah.
I go about my life. I love my girlfriend dearly. I ride horses. I do things like that. I don't have time the way some of these lobbyists and bad operators have.
Yeah.
So the SEC is a political operation. It's not easy what they do. There was so much money thrown to make this guy look good, get away with it, things like that. They don't want to dig in and get to the bottom of it. They've never wanted to fix the problem. And the problem has not been fixed. What happened in the financial crisis in 2008 could happen again. SBF could happen again. There's nothing that's been put into play to prevent all the garbage that went on from going on. It can all happen again. That's the sad part. Whenever there's a financial tragedy, miscue, things like that, no one wants to fix the problem. They want to paper it over, punish a few, say we got what we wanted, and move on. Because it's bad for business to expose something. It's bad for business to change things.
Right.
I mean, I think, the only job I would ever take is to run the SEC and I'd be outstanding at it, and it wouldn't take long. But I know where all the bodies are buried, and I could fix them up. But yeah. no one wants the mess fixed.
I think that there is if you want to call them the 1% or the elites or the guys in the back rooms or the movers and shakers, I mean, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, you know, I think people get a sense that there are people behind the scenes that are leveraging an enormous amount of power, and they would like to have more. They always want more, and it makes them a lot of money. And so I think the people involved in that ecosystem have a great incentive to keep that ecosystem protected and in play. And again, they will throw out the NFL and the bread and the circuses and the movies and the wars and rumors of wars in an election year, right? 2024, it's, you know, hello, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I mean, I tend to believe these political candidates are interchangeable, right? And so we're just going to get more of the same. So it's not going to be until we penetrate. That doesn't mean, I mean, there have been throughout history, and I'm a student of history, the biblical history up until, you know, ancient history and modern history. And throughout history, there have been very, very dark, dark times where deception and deceit really is the name of the game. But there, out of that comes the light, and you see it happen in a cyclical nature throughout history. And I do think that we can achieve that. I mean, we're right in the middle of this right now, but I do think that we can achieve it. I think we can achieve it in our lifetime. And I'm seeing signals that your message, it's 1,200 people watching right now on Rumble, Mark Cahodes, you're a rock star. I think that people want to hear this truth. And so the key is to crack through, to break out of the mainstream narratives and really place pressure on a lot of the people who are in front of the camera, make it more and more difficult for them to continue to, you know, put out those lies and those deceptions and really just practice lazy, lazy journalism. I see that everywhere.
It's access journalism.
Yeah.
It's lazy journalism, and it's designed to encourage people not to think for themselves.
Right. And they're making money off of it. It's the ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's the way it is. But I think if people can begin to think for themselves and speak truth to power and not be afraid, I think that would be a start for a lot of this kind of stuff.
Yes. And I always say, just
I can do this probably for another 5-10 minutes. Then I have I have an important cannabis call I have to get on. Awesome. I'm gonna try to change the world with this cannabis stuff in the US.
I'm really interested in everything that you're doing. So I'll be following you. His handle is at Alder Lane Eggs on Twitter. That's at Alder Lane Eggs. Okay, then this is what I'm gonna leave you with. I wanted to chat about Elon a little bit, but let's save that for another discussion. Let's save that for another time when we have time to get into that. Today we talked about fraud. I mean, fraud in every aspect of American life, not just in the US, but throughout Western civilization. With all the fraudsters out there, we just scratched the surface today, but the banksters, the subsidized corporations, the cartel style governments, pharma, media, academia, entertainment, everything, right? How can the little guy survive? What would you tell people? Because we have, 1,200 people watching right now. These are not, you know, rich one percenters. These are people who want to survive. They want to be able to weather whatever storms are coming in 24 and beyond. They want to build houses and plant gardens and get married and have children and grandchildren and do all of those things that regular Americans and regular people want to do. What would you tell them? What advice would you give them in terms of weathering this storm and what they can do to protect themselves and their families?
That's really a good question. I don't have a lot of good answers. One thing I would do is everyone should try to grow their own food. You know, if you live in a city, you know, that's hard to do. But if you can grow your own vegetables, have a chicken or two for eggs or something like that, that's always a plus.
Sure.
But the problem is it's geared to have the average person dependent on the government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's geared to not speak truth to power. And I think, you know, sadly people have, you know, more than one job. And workers are treated bad. The working class person is treated poorly.
Yes.
So I think if people can, I'm not saying have riots, but if people can
organize.
Yeah, organizes being kind and push it in a nonviolent way.
Yeah.
You know, there may be a chance, because the separation between the haves and have nots has never been bigger.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I mean, I feel for people, because it's tough out there. And yeah. You know, a lot of people have agendas, and it's not gonna solve quickly. And you know, the two people running for president, it's just more of the same. So I don't think that gets fixed anytime soon. So I don't really have answers on that, other than think clearly for yourself. From an investment standpoint, don't get involved in anything you can't explain to a 10th grader in a paragraph or two. You know, don't listen to CNBC or talking heads and things like that. And if you're in the teaching, nursing, production, whatever business you're in, you probably know more about those stocks and investments than the average person. So trust yourself, trust your thinking, and you know, I'll,
just, you know, that's really
follow me on Twitter, and we'll do this again, Shannon. I enjoyed it. You're a firecracker.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoyed having you on, and I think that we have a lot to learn from you. And I love that. I think people trusting yourself is something that you never, ever hear from anyone anymore. Your instincts, your common sense, simplicity over complexity, making that be a clue to people in terms of discernment in their daily life. And I definitely think finding your family, your community, organizing, doing what you can from your corner of the world. You know, none of us can save this world alone.
And don't bet on sports, because it's rigged. And you
don't bet on sports; it's totally rigged.
Yeah, seriously, especially those in-game bets. I mean, it's just—it's not a fair fight. So
yeah, you heard it straight from the guy who knows what he's talking about. His name is Mark Cahodes, and yes, I would really like to have you on again. There is a lot more to talk about. Yeah, very good. His handle is at, thank you so much. You can pop off, and you guys can find Mark on Alder Lane Eggs on Twitter. I'm going to spell it out for you. Alderlane Eggs, Alderlane Eggs on Twitter. Wow. What an amazing interview. Can you guys believe it? We had such difficulties. I felt like I was going to cry at the beginning of this broadcast, because I so wanted to interview this guy, and he's absolutely right. I have borderline stalked him for the better part of a year. I've been watching him on Twitter for quite some time, and he's somewhat elusive, but he gave me a break and agreed to come on today. And I think it was really, really enlightening. He is a guy who, thank you so much, CJP Rumble. Wow, Shannon, what a show. Right, guys? I mean, it's just when truth emerges, it cuts through like a hot knife through butter, right? Like, there is so much fake out there everywhere. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, sports, elections, political parties, currency schemes, get rich quick schemes, pharmaceutical companies, like everything out there is fake on top of fake on top of fake. And people just take it, we ingest it, we take it, we ingest it. But I feel like we know really, like, deep down, there's this knowledge that there's just something wrong. It doesn't pass the smell test and in that common sense. And that's what I loved about the very beginning of this interview with Mark Cahodes. And again, for those of you who don't know him, he's quasi, I mean, he is notorious. He is famous. He has been in, you know, stocks and bonds and selling and short selling, high finance on Wall Street for decades. And he really does strike fear in the hearts of establishment. He goes after fraudulent companies and shorts them. And he's been doing that for quite some time. And, you know, so this guy has a wealth of information. Again, you know, 30, 40 plus years of experience. In fact, I think he started trading when he was in high school, and went straight to Wall Street after that. But this guy What is interesting about Mark Cahodes is that through that process, he never really sold out or sold out to the system. In fact, when he realized the system was completely rigged in 2008, he was in the belly of the beast of the 2008 financial meltdown. I'm sure we could do an entire show on that, where he saw the American people and the little guy and regular people get completely fleeced. In fact, I believe that he lost a large, large portion of his business during that time. He didn't fall in line. He didn't submit. He didn't, sell out. He actually moved out and moved to San Francisco, became a chicken farmer, and then started doing this on his own dime. And I think that it's just, he's interesting and he's not afraid to tell the truth and he doesn't care what people think and he's not afraid of the big guys and he's not easily intimidated. And people can come after him and they can call him names and they can even send people to his house to give veiled threats from time to time. And he's still not going to back down. And that doesn't mean you always agree with him on everything. I'm sure there will be plenty of things that I don't agree with him on, but these are the kinds of people that we need to seek out. These are the kind of people that we need to elevate. These are the kinds of people we need to platform. And so I hope that we can continue to learn from Mark Cahodes in future episodes of the Shannon Joy Show. And I'm so glad that I wanted to give up, guys. I'm telling you, in the first 5 minutes of the show, which was a complete, I mean, talk about a shit show. It was a total shit show. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Studio 8424 says, you need a mod. I need a moderator, Shannon. Yeah, a moderator would probably help. I had producers, but the problem is I never say what the producers want me to say, so they dump me. I've had multiple producers, and the problem is every time I get one, they tell me that the show is bad and I need to change things, and they want to get, like show writers, and I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. So that's why we're self-producing right now. But today it seemed to, as you know, with all of the technical difficulties that we had, it seems like we were able to make it happen. And so I want to thank, I just want to look at the live chat. And again, I wish I could really be keeping an eye on the live chat too, because you guys had some really great comments and some really great questions. And I would have liked to, I'm glad we got to talk about the SEC a little bit. I think there's a lot more there. But I think that, yeah, I mean, you guys are, let's see. Yeah, the chat is really interesting right now. I just can't get to it all. There's no way I can get everything. Monty55 is with us. Let's say hello to a couple people. Would love to see if you could get Jeff Childers from Coffee and COVID on the show. Great daily newsletter. Okay, I'll write that down. Jeff Childers from Coffee and COVID. Yeah, any recommendations that you guys can give me? I'm always looking for those real clarion voices. People who are unafraid. It's interesting. I'm actually going to try to have Jeffrey Tucker in. Jeffrey Tucker from Brownstone Institute. He's the founder of Brownstone Institute in terms of a great resource. Jeffrey did some of the best reporting in the country, published at Brownstone Institute and also in the Epic Times, which is another great source. And he really did a deep dive into Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX. And so I would love to get his feedback on some of these things as well. And we'll do that in future shows. So yeah, thank you guys so much. Way to persevere from Mopar 21222. Yeah, all the snafus and the difficulties and the tech difficulties, because we're live and self-producing, it's the wild, wild west here on the Shannon Joy Show. But again, as I mentioned to Mark Cahodes, I think that people are hungry for things that are genuine and real and honest. And you don't always have to be 100% right. I get things wrong. I know that Mark Cahodes will own up and fess up to the things that he gets wrong, and he'll get things wrong from time to time too. And you might not always agree with the person. You might vehemently disagree with people on certain issues. But at the end of the day, we've got to have real discussions. And I think people want real discussions. They don't want the sense that something is even as simple as the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce romance. I mean, the fact that so many Americans are like, that's totally fake. That shows you something about American culture, the American people right now, and the state of the culture. And it also tells you something about the media and what we're being delivered on a daily basis, whether you're watching right-wing news media like Fox News or Con Inc. or Bizarro Con, or left-wing news media. It's all the same anger and outrage fomented day upon day upon day. It divides the country left and right. You can't even have Thanksgiving dinner with your loved ones and your family because you disagree on politics. It's divided your neighborhood. It's divided your workplace. No one's talking anymore. No one's discussing anymore. And this is all because the media is kind of injecting this into the culture. They're the purveyors of this. They're the ones, you know, that are tasked with that job. But behind the media, you have the government and the agencies and the banksters and the frauds. And it's just one massive fraud. And they all protect each other. And so we find ourselves in this pickle in America today, in 2024, the year of the election, the fake election. I think a lot of people believe that as well. And, you know, we just don't know what to do with it. Well, what, you know, this is what I do. I find as many people who get it. I find as many people as I possibly can who are awake. And I try to find the best sources, the best resources, the best people, people who have courage, who will stand up and speak out. I try to bring them to you. And that's what we do. And yeah, I'm going to try to get a moderator. If there's anyone who would like to donate some time to moderate the Shannon Joy Show, you can send me your resumes at theshannonjoy.com. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, I think I definitely do need a moderator. And, you know, we're working through the kinks. This is only day 8 of the Shannon Joy Show, completely independently broadcasted, self-produced through Rumble Studio. So it's going to be messy. I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be messy from time to time, but we're going to get better. Every show will be better and every week it will get better. And we also have a lot of things on the horizon. I'm going to begin to close up the show right now. Again, Bill Benz, CJP Rumble, Studio 8424, Vendana, all of the regular chatters on the live chat. Thank you guys so much. If you're watching right now, please give us a thumbs up. Please smash that like button. We have 1,400 people watching on Rumble right now, which is really, really exciting. And if each and every one of you shares this with your friends, leave a comment, that helps us with the algorithm. Make sure you follow the show. If you follow the Shannon Joy Show right now, every one of you, then you will get a notification when we are live. And we are live every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, broadcast not only here on Rumble, but also on Twitter and Spreely TV as well. That's Roku TV and also on Apple TV. If you want to get the playback, we are uploaded to every major podcast platform in the universe. So Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcasts, you name it. We are there for a listen back every day. And of course, broadcasting live from our flagship AM terrestrial radio station, News Radio WHAM, 1180 AM every day. It is a clear channel station reaching all the way up to Canada, down the East Coast in the evenings. And we are thankful for them. All in all, about 100,000 eyes and ears every single week for the Shannon Joy Show and growing. Please, if you want to support our independent broadcast, go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. Don't be turned off by my website. We are doing a complete redo. We're building the website from scratch, from the bottom up. That'll be ready to go in about 4 weeks. But if you would like to support the Shannon Joy Show and become a patron, so many of you contribute monthly, $5 a month, $10 a month. And that is what keeps the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show. And so please consider, if you appreciate what we're doing, please consider becoming a patron or an angel investor. You can go to theshannonjoy.com right now and set that up. And a couple weeks, we're going to be launching that brand new website, which is going to be beautiful. I also have new collaborations in the pipeline for those of you who watch me with Naomi Wolf's group over at the Daily Clout. I'm with them a couple times a month, and new collaborations to announce hopefully in the next couple weeks, which is really, really exciting. So you guys are going to love that as well. So thank you guys so much for watching today. And of course, as always, we couldn't do this without our advertisers. Small to medium-sized businesses run by people I know, I'm friends with, and I trust, who support this program. Our friends over at QP Goat Soap. Please go to QP Goat Soap. It is organic, natural goat soap made on a farm by Quinn Pittman and his family down in Florida. They are amazing. If you go to qpgoatsoap.com and use the promo code JOY, you'll get 10% off. Also, of course, our friends over at Shell Shock CBD, John Burke, another amazing Rumble star. If you aren't following John Burke, he is the American Savage on Rumble. He is another truth teller, independent media. There is a growing group of us out there. You can find us on Twitter. My handle is at Shannon Joy Radio, but an emerging group of independent, self-produced broadcasters, podcasters, Substackers, people who are providing great content. I'm connected to all of them, that entire genre. And John Burke is one of them as well. His company is Shell Shock CBD. That's Shell Shock CBD, the best natural CBD, high quality on the market. And you know that it's the best because he gives a 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like the product, then he's going to refund your money. Go to Shell Shock CBD for the whole line of THC and non-THC products. I love the rack out. It's my favorite. And if you use the promo code Shannon Joy, you will also get 10% off. You guys are amazing. Studio 8424, great show. You made it happen. Well, I couldn't do it without all of you and all of your support. And yeah, it was a little bumpy today, but we made it happen. Huge thank you to Mark Cahodes. I'm going to do everything I can, guys, to keep him on as a regular guest in the Shannon Joy Show as long as possible. Because I think, as I said before, we have a lot to learn and a lot that's going to be thrown at us in 2024. So we need that truth. All right, guys, thank you so much for being with us today on the Shannon Joy Show. We will be back to do it all again tomorrow. Aaron Seary is going to be with us. He is probably the most successful litigator in terms of calling out the frauds and bringing down the big fat subsidized corporations that are cheating. Aaron Seary is probably one of the most effective and impactful attorneys, litigators going after big pharma and also even the agencies that are supporting them. And he's going to give us an update on an amazing win with VSafe data that he was able to secure. Unbelievable show tomorrow with Aaron Seary. There are good guys out there, guys, who are doing this heavy lifting, and Aaron Seary is one of them. So we're going to shift to vaccine injury, the vaccine fraud, the pharmaceutical corporations, and that liability shield. It is the original sin of everything that we're dealing with today, that liability shield that protects not only massive pharmaceutical corporations from any type of responsibility if their vaccines injure or maim people, but also immunities that protect government agencies and hospital administrations and all sorts of the people who committed the ultimate fraud in 2020 with COVID and the rollout of the toxic vaccines via Operation Warp Speed. We're going to have all of that tomorrow with another freedom fighter and warrior. And his name is Aaron Seary. We're going to do that on the Shannon Joy Show. So keep it tuned right here. Again, make sure you follow the Shannon Joy Show right now. And we'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else.
Call Konecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Konecta.